Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, tell us about the latest dating trend on Hinge Unwrapped.
Yeah, so it's basically kind of like your Spotify Wrapped, where at the end of the year, you can plug in your data from Hinge to find out how many messages you've sent, what the longest message conversation you had, the most emojis you've used, the amount of people you've rejected, the amount of people you've seen on the app, and it kind of sums up your dating life in a single year. And so I had the Burt Show give me their predictions for what my stats would look like. Mm-hmm. And now I finally have the results in.
All right, so let me ask you this before we even go in and hear these results. Over the course of the last year, if you would give your success rate when it comes to dating on Hinge from a 1 to a 100, where are we at?
It's a big, big spectrum. I would probably say like a 73.
73.
Like a C.
Okay.
On the verge of a C minus.
But if that was the case, wouldn't you have been excited for at least one second date if it was that successful?
No, because I feel like that's a B.
Oh,
I feel
really?
Like when I get excited about a date, it'll be a B.
For those of you that are listening for the first time, Abby has never been excited. She said she's been on hundreds, right?
Maybe like 800 dates.
Okay,
101.
And can never recall being excited for a second date.
Never. Not once.
That math ain't mathing, Abby. I don't know about 73.
Yeah. Fine. I'll give it a 63. Now it's a D. Add one more D to the Hinge collection. Hinge took their sweet, sweet time sending me these details. I literally was on the phone with their customer service team like, I need this. You don't understand. They're like, okay, calm down. We see why you're single. And I found out that this is actually my stats from 2022, which I think will actually be more accurate data considering I did give up Hinge for like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll actually get to see what Abby's 2022 dating stats were like.
All right, sidebar here, and let's check back also here.
Yes.
How has your mental health been since you gave up the dating apps? Would you recommend it to others?
100%. Okay. Do it. Get rid of them. Get them off your phone. Stop looking at the trash bin that is the dating apps. It's just going to depress you. Go out into the real world and find a man or woman that way.
Like, what have you felt since you haven't been checking it every day? Is it more time? Is it an emotional thing?
It's nice just to have one less thing to check on my phone. I feel like I check my phone a lot for Instagram and notifications, and it has just been nice to have one less thing to look at and one less thing to be on my mental plate.
It feels like to me that the dating apps wind up feeling like a chore. So then dating feels like a chore rather than something that's supposed to be fun.
I would say that's accurate because I'm like, oh, I gotta message this dude back.
Yeah.
Gotta check this. And it honestly is a little bit disheartening after a while because you start to see the world through the lens of social media in a way. And the sense that like, I guess this is all that's out there. And that's not the case. I think when you go out into the real world and you start to see that there's not just the people that are on the dating apps out there, you start to get a little bit more hopeful. And dating starts to feel more realistic because people aren't getting approached all the time out in the real world. When you go to a bar, 9 times out of 10, you're leaving there alone. And so you shouldn't get hard on yourself when you're on a dating app and you're leaving alone most days because that's how it is in the real world.
That's a good way to look at it.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm a philosopher sometimes. Okay, so here are my stats. So the first one was how many people I came across in 2022 on the dating app Hinge. Burt said 10,000. Kristen said 5,555. Mo said 4,500. And I am ashamed to say that you guys were all so off. I came across 16,092 people on Hinge.
Wow.
Your girl was swiping.
Yes, you were.
16,000.
Wow.
And I wasn't excited about a single one.
No wonder you're exhausted from dating.
It's exhausting.
Okay.
Wow.
How many people I said yes to? This was a percentage. Bert said I said yes to 7% of people. Kristen said 11%. And Mo said 12%. Happy to say that Mo was right.
Hey.
I said yes to 12.1% of people.
On the money.
Yeah, right.
I feel like that's pretty good. Uh-huh. 88% of people, not worth it. But yeah, the other 12%, yes. Okay, the time that I sent the most messages, this was the one that shocked me the most. But then I realized that I had a different schedule last year. So Bert said 3 p.m. I sent most messages at 3 p.m. Kristen said 9 p.m. Mo said 6 p.m. I sent the most messages at 2 a.m.
Thirsty.
And I didn't know this was a feature either. I was most active in July, so hot girl summer. Okay, the last one was the words and emojis that I used the most. Bert said I used the wink or the cat emoji most and used my cat's name the most in messages, which is Della. Kristen said cats and the word read. Mo said the crying laugh emoji and then the word goodbye. My top words were friends, work, ha ha ha, weekend, and definitely. And my top emojis were the hand wave, the smile that has the little sweat stain on it where you're like, and just the regular smile. And then it also told me that I sent 581 chats. On average, I sent 3 messages to people, and my longest chat was 99 messages, which I do not recall.
99 messages.
Wow. I don't know who I was talking to.
Dang.
I would not want those stats.
Not great. Harsh. Don't draft me.
The Bert Show.